Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Idiyos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Daan, Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'sach Chavayin Ruzivik Hagon B'Karav Mamesh. Now the previous Mishnah is we had Machlokes in between Shammai and Hillel, but we didn't pass on like either of them. And actually, according to some opinions, in the previous Mishnah, Shammai and Hillel themselves were chayzer from their own opinion. They retracted their own shita and agreed to a different opinion. So now the Mishnah asks, V'lo Maskin is different Shammai and Hillel Vatala. Why are we mentioning Shammai and Hillel's words for nothing? Anyway, they were chayzer from their opinions. They retracted, and so why should we even mention them in the first place? And the answer is to teach future generations that a person shouldn't stand by his words. He shouldn't be stubborn and say, I don't really care what anyone else says. I think that I'm right. We see the great fathers of the world, referring to Shammai and Hillel, they didn't stand by their words. When there was a good eidos against them, showing how they were wrong, they backed down and they said, okay, we give in and we change our opinion. Moving on to Mishnah Hey, something similar. Why is it that whenever we have machlokes yachid v'rabim, the minority against the majority, then we mention the minority in the first place? The halacha anyway is like the Merubin. When we have the majority, we always paskin like them. So why would we even mention the Yachin in the first place? Answer is, Shemir Bezin is Dibra Yachav Yismech Alav. If later on a Bezin is going to see the words of the Yachid, the individual, and decide that actually his opinion makes more sense and rely on him, that's okay. And they're allowed to rely on that if there's real validity to what he's saying. And Shein Bezin Yachal Vatal Dibra Bezin Chaveroi, one Bezin is not allowed to be Vatal. They're not allowed to nullify and do away with the words of a different Bezin. Achi Gadol Manu Bechachmu V'minyan. They have to be greater in Chachma and Minyan, which means that the Av Bezdin has to be greater in Chachma, and there has to be more Talmidim in the other Bezdin, and then they could override them. If they were only greater in Chachma but not in Minyan, or with number but not in Chachma, they can't be Mvatal them. They have to be greater in Chachma and Minyan, but again, that's the reason why we're going to mention the Divrei Yachid, so that if a Bezdin later on comes and decides that the Divrei Yachid is actually better than Divrei Rabim, they could pass him like that Yachid. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up Mark and continue to talk about this with Mishnah Vav and on to Mishnah Zion, going back to discuss certain idiots that were given on that day. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.